am now in Issaquah, 392-3086. It is a payphone, even though it doesn't sound like it. This is Bell System Step, down 9 to get to Seattle 10 and the down numbers in Seattle, for example. I like listening to panel pulsing. That's why I always dial some. 611 for repair service here is rather interesting. I assume this is at night only, but it's now Sunday afternoon, which would give the night repair service. Probably in the daytime, it just goes through a local one. But this one is rather interesting. I can't knock any of the clunk clunks back as I could from the Spruce 2 prefix in Seattle. Let me dial that once more and get a couple of rings in. That stopped one set of clunk clunks too short, just as it often did in Spruce 2. Calling area from this phone includes Issaquah, Maple Valley, Renton, Bellevue, Mercer Island, and Seattle. For Renton, all the numbers in Renton except the Boeing one are all the number 5 crossbar Alpine office. Alpine 5, BA6, and BA8, which are all the same number 5 crossbar office. The Boeing prefix is 237. Notice that all of these start with a 2. So to economize, this office, since you dial 2, switches you over to the number 5 crossbar office in Renton. You dial the next 6 digits into that. If you dial, for example, an Alpine 5 number, then the first 2 gets you into Renton, and the L5XXXX are dialed directly into the crossbar office. However, if you dial a 237 number, then you dial the 2, which gets you into the Renton crossbar. Then you dial 37XXXX into it. Fine, but the trouble is that the 237 office is Boeing Step, and it's not part of that crossbar office. If you dial 1 from this payphone or any bad prefix, you get a special operator. But she comes on rather strange because it seems to transfer you over from one office to another.
The number you were calling, please?
Notice the man's voice. This was recorded during the strike. 411 is directory assistance. 417 rang with a local sounding ring, so it's probably the test board. 419 clicked into a step switch, and then it was blank, except if you dialed certain combinations of 3 digits, you got a little click. And it was just like some number ending in 8 that I dialed in some other town that I don't remember right now. 401 anything else gave a recording. For the local 392 number, the 9-2 are absorbed. I'll dial the payphone number. From this office, I can dial directly by step pulsing into the 454-455 ESS office. As soon as I dial 4-5, it switches through to ESS. I dial 4 or 5 and then something other than 4 or 5, like 4-5-1-1-1-1-1, as soon as I finish the 7 digits, I get a disconnected number recording. That's the one where the operator comes on after it plays through once. This differs from in Los Angeles, because in Los Angeles, if you get 277 or 879 in a trunk where you have to dial the last 5 digits, if you dial something other than 7 or 9, you get a special recording just saying that your call can't be completed as dialed. It's possible to knock it back and then dial another 5-digit number in if you're terrible. There are a couple of interesting things about the Seattle tandem I get by dialing 9. I dial a 955 prefix through it, then you hear panel pulsing, and then the panel pulsing is translated by some other tandem into step pulsing. I really don't know why, because this tandem is capable of step pulsing, because it does step pulse into a couple of different offices, but that's what happens. Tandem will also allow you to dial 555-1212 to get Gregory assistance for the area code. Recorded Sunday, April 21st, 1968. I'm now in Maple Valley, 432-9462. This is Bell System Step. Dial 9 to get the Seattle tandem. Yes, I do like panel pulsing, so what? Dialing 2 connects you into the Retin office for 237, BA6, Alpine 9, etc. So it's the same way as in Issaquah, where dial 237, the Retin crossbar office acts as a tandem and puts the 237 call through for you. Dialing the 432 number, the 4 and the 2 were absorbed. I'll dial the payphone number. (611) for repair service acts halfway like a normal repair service and halfway like the special one that's in Spruce 2 or in Issaquah, in that it only gives 2 clunk-clunks instead of 3 clunk-clunks. Right now, someone actually comes on and answers repair service, so I'm not sure whether this is the night one or whether this is the normal one. Usually the night one goes into an operator who then dials the repair service 7-digit number for you. This is a Sunday afternoon, so it really should be the night one.
Would you hold on a moment?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I lied to her. 617 just rings. That's probably the test board. 619 gives that silent deal where you hear one last step switch when you dial the 9. Then nothing else after that does anything except certain 3-digit numbers will make a little click. That's all I've ever been able to get any of them to do, to make a little click like that if you dial 111 or certain other three-digit numbers. But other three-digit numbers just stay quiet and won't do anything. The time number here is 844-XXXX. The 8 is absorbed. The 4 gives you into the Renton office, but in a different way than dialing 2 would give you. Because when you dial 2, it expects 6 digits after that. When you dial something to get rid of the digit absorber, then a 4, the Renton thing then only wants 5 digits. If you dial 2 into it, you get Spruce 2. If you dial other things, you get BA things and Alpine things. If you dial 4 into it, it acts as a tandem to connect you up to the time. It reversed me. This was recorded Sunday, May 12, 1968. And now in Monroe, 794-9973. This is General Telephone NX2 crossbar. This NX2 equipment is manufactured by North Electric Company, but it's a simpler version than the NX1 office. If I remember correctly, it can only hold something like 2,000 lines rather than 30,000 or 20,000, whatever NX1 can carry. The equipment has no senders. It's normally used only for calls within the same town, and kind of has an awkward way of getting calls out of the town if it has to, and in this case it does have to. You dial any number outside the same prefix, it clicks through. I mean, the NX1 office here clicks through as soon as you dial the prefix, or as soon as you dial enough for it to determine which other office to send it to, and then from then on you dial it into the other town. In this case, the only local calls that can be dialed are your own prefix. However, toll calls and information, repair service, business office, etc. go into Everett. What happens is that for all those numbers, you're supposed to dial 1-1 something, like 112 for toll call, 113 for information. As soon as you dial 1-1, the NX2 office clicks you over to Everett, and then you dial the third digit into Everett. Example, 117 is the time. Three digits or is there anything other than 11X or 794, you click into a recording after the first three digits. If I dial my own number, I get the following.
This is a recording. The number you have just dialed is a party on your line. Please hang up and allow time for the call party telephone to ring. Remove receiver and commence conversation.
When I hang up, then my phone starts ringing until I answer it. My favorite thing about NX2 crossbar is the fact that it always tries to return the coin whether there's one in there or not. So you can lift up the phone, get a dial tone, and hang up, and it goes click click as it returns the coin, and you can lift up the new dial tone, hang up, goes click click, etc. Recorded Saturday, May 18, 1968. I'm now in Sultan, SY38081. This is General Telephone, and I was once told by a reasonably knowledgeable phone man that this is Strawberg Carlson XY type equipment. XY equipment is the same theoretically as STEP. It's a different kind of mechanical arrangement on the switch. unfortunately, there's so many digit absorbers and so many other weird things about this office that you hardly ever get a chance to hear the switch click, so you can't compare the sound of it with the step switch. When you dial a 793 number, the 7 and 9 number are absorbed. The 3 is also absorbed, but you have to dial the 3 in order to release the equipment to take digits after that. Otherwise, anything else will just keep being absorbed. The next digit after the 793 does go through and you hear a click, but then you're through to the connector right there. The next two digits dial up and connect you to the actual phone number. The seventh and last digit just selects which party you want. In other words, everything in the town is on a 10-party line system. So the first six digits determine the line, and the seventh digit determines which party on that line. None of those last three digits then give any kind of a click, really, because the last fifth and sixth ones you're just dialing into a connector, which never gives a click, and the seventh one you're just dialing into, that's selected for the party line, which also doesn't give a click. The 793 are absorbed, so you don't get any clicks. The only time you actually hear a step switch working is on the fourth digit, and then you do get a click that doesn't really sound like a step switch, because it's more of a click rather than a series of clicks of a searching thing. I'll dial the payphone number. When you dial 1-1, you're switched over to Everett, and then 2 after that gives you long distance, 3 information, etc. I just dialed 112 and then my X number. The operator asked for my number and I gave her a fake one. She asked me whether I was calling from a payphone and I said no, and she believed me and put the call through. Then I tried my handy-dandy little Captain Bernay whistle and it worked. I blew the line back to the Seattle Tandem and I could dial other numbers through that using the whistle. Not using the dial, just using the whistle. However, the Seattle Tandem I got is the same one that you get by dialing 011 through Vancouver. The one that gives a dial tone in Seattle, and it'll only take Seattle local numbers. Had I dialed some other number than Seattle in the beginning, like if I had dialed the area code 800 number or some other area code, I'm fairly sure I would have gotten through to a Seattle Tandem that would have taken long distance numbers when I whistled it back. I tried that once again, but the operator recognized my voice or something. She wouldn't put the call through. She insisted that I was at a payphone. The ringback number, according to the phone book, is 939. Oh, the first 9 is absorbed, so you just dial 39. Then the last digit of your phone and the last digit of the phone that you want to call, assuming that you're dialing your party line. There's nothing to record because you don't hear anything the whole way, except maybe one step switching when you dial a 9. No busy signal comes on at the end or anything. It just sits there quiet until you hang up, and then it starts ringing back. The ring in this town is kind of funny, so I'll record a number that'll ring to let you hear it. The dial speed test is 3-7. It's different from most dial speed tests in that when you first call it, you just get a tone for about a second, then it goes away. Usually a tone comes on and stays steady. But then if you dial a 0, you get the 1, 2, or 3 beeps, just like in a regular one. This was recorded Saturday, May 18, 1968. I'm now on Clay Ellum, area code 509-674-7795. This is Bell System Step. 411 for information goes into Yakima, and she even tells you that. Notice that the 4 was absorbed. The proper way to dial a toll call from this town is to dial 1 and the number. If you dial 1 from the payphone, the 1 is absorbed through a digit absorber, but then somehow it connects you up to a fast busy. Fidel 4 first, and that 4 is absorbed, and the step switch drops back down to the beginning again. Then if you dial 1, you're exactly at the same place where home phone would be if they just dialed 1 to begin with, so it would seem as though you'd be able to dial a toll call from then on. But what happens if you try dialing any digit other than a second 1 at that point, your dime is returned and the phone just goes dead. So if you dial 411, you get directory assistance in Yakima. But if you dial 401 anything else, then dime returns. The 411 information is whistleable, but all that the whistling causes is that it makes the phone think it sees quick reversals and it sits there making a lot of clicks at you. But it doesn't knock the information off, or doesn't knock the ring back, or doesn't do anything too interesting. To knock her off and go back to her ring that time, but actually she just got mad at the noises and unplugged her cord, so it started ringing again. But every other time I try it, she just sits on there and keeps yelling directory assistance at me after each click. I asked the information operator why she answers Yakima directory assistance instead of just plain directory assistance, and she told me it was to let people know that she wasn't in our little town, but she actually was in Yakima, even though she has information for our little town, whatever sense that makes. The free calling area from this phone is 649, 656, and 674. By dial 649, 1111, I got an operator who thinks I'm at a home phone in Roslyn, and she will put calls through for me if I give her a Roslyn number. I was hoping she would think I was at a payphone, because then I could drop coins in, and when I hanged up, all the coins would come back, but she thought I was at a home phone instead. The operator is also located in Yakima, but she is not with Global. This was recorded Sunday, May 19, 1968. I'm now in Ellensburg, Washington, 509-925-9919. This is the Ellensburg Telephone Company, an independent company, automatic electric instrument, touch tone, dial tone with directors that seems to be identical to the equipment in Palm Springs. There are no touch-tone payphones, according to the information. When I dial any local prefix, the director cuts out after the first three digits, just like in West LA. Well, West LA would only do it for a local mass number, but this one will do it for any local prefix. And then I dial a step switch the rest of the way. I'll dial the payphone number. If I dial information or operator or one of those, then the director does take a hold and the director dials it out. If I hold the dial tone on too long, I get this. One gives the time.
Do you need to receive telephone messages wherever you go? Pocket-sized paging units are now available from the telephone company.
At the tone, the time will be 2:25 and 1/2. be 2:30 and 1/4.
Home phone 0 and dial 0 and then a phone number to make collect numbers of the person who calls automatically.